In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Space City Comic Con,
train wreck,
Boy Scouts now allow gays,
the workout pill,
and the pig fucker.
All these and more coming up next. Bear Podcast 576. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And welcome to episode 576. It's a July 28th, Tuesday, 2015. Yes. And actually, it's the episode before the 10th anniversary episode. So, I'd like to, it'd be great if we have voice callers. That'd be great.
Nobody's called in yet?
No, we haven't told anyone yet.
We told them last episode.
Oh, that's right. No one called yet. But maybe they'll call now. Yeah. 206-222-2327. Okay.
Got that, Dave? 206-222-2327.
Yeah. I don't think he listens anymore.
He didn't listen to start with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ray, last weekend, I have a ton of things to say. So.
Okay. Well, go for it.
Okay, I'm going to go for that. Okay. Because things happened afterwards. So last Sunday, I went to the Space City Comic Con here in Houston. And it's our own very own Comic-Con. It's different from Comic-Con. One of three. It's one of three here in Houston. The first one was during Memorial Day weekend, which is called Comic-Palooza. And it happens in the George R. Brown. Mm-hmm. This one is in the NRG Park.
Yeah.
So it's more sci-fi and movies and Star Trek kind of con this time. And
did you feel like this one is generated more to selling crap?
Yes. Okay. Well, not as much. Well, the people, there were comic book artists there. And
like Comic-Con, they got all the different things to go to.
Like
the different halls that you can go to, the different events and stuff. My mind just went blank. I can't remember what they're called anymore, but. When I was looking at the schedule for this, I didn't see that much on the schedule. Because mm-hmm. like Friday, all I saw, I think, was Star Trek and Teen Wolf. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see them doing that many events at this one. Maybe they did more on Saturday.
Yeah.
But I saw a lot of picture taking and signing at different hours.
Oh, yes, definitely.
For different amounts.
So William Shatner
was here.
If you're watching the video right now, we have some pictures from last weekend. I went only on Sunday. Sunday was pretty dead. Saturday was really packed. They said it's sort of, so many people were there because it's a big day because of the actors. William Shatner was there, Kate Mulgrew from Captain of Voyager. So it's very much William Shatner plus Voyager. So Neelix was there. Picardo, what's his name?
Robert Picardo
was there.
The doctor.
Tim Rust, who played Tuvok, and Neelix was there too. Ethan Phillips. Ethan Phillips was there. So yeah, Kate Mulgrew was there. I missed that. They're all last Saturday. So I'm kind of I envy my friends like Byron. He was able to have a selfie.
He had a bunch of pictures with people and things he posted. So yeah.
So the only big celebrity that I did get to see. And had to talk to was Gil Gerard. He played Buck Rogers, I had a picture with him, and I had a sign. Copy. Behind me. You see the pictures of
he signed it. Look like that anymore.
Oh yeah, he doesn't. No, it was pretty scary.
We're thinking he's in his 70s now.
It's probably in his 70s.
Now Erin Gray was just like maybe within the last 12 months. I remember seeing something on her, and she looks incredible.
How old is she?
I don't know, but she was younger than him, but she's probably in her
60s?
Late 50s, early 60s now. And
she still looks great.
She still had it going on. Yeah.
Guys don't age well, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I guess not.
Yeah. So I did talk to him. I told him that.
Well, some guys don't age. Some of us age like fine wine.
Exactly. So I did talk to Gil. Said, yeah. Hey, hi, I'm Narden, though.
He said, you were big in the Philippines.
Gil. Yes, I did. I told him that, you know, growing up, you're really big in the Philippines. Oh, I didn't know. I got some fan mails. He said, I was reading fan mails. There's not so much in Asia. And he didn't even think there are people from the Philippines. But yeah, I told him, yeah, I grew up watching your TV shows. Yeah, so I told him. And then
they're all bootlegged, but.
No, it's on TV. we're probably a month behind or a season behind. You know how it is in third world countries. So I had him sign. I got it. He spent $30 for his signed copy. If you're watching the video, I had a signed copy of Buck Rogers.
I did that when I was at Comic-Con with John.
The bye guy from Torchwood.
John Barrymore.
Barrymore.
Yeah. Barryman.
Barryman. John Barryman.
John Barryman. I got a picture with him.
Oh, okay.
So, good
for you. Did you pay for that too?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. So, running rate right now is $30 for those signed things, you know. And then, can I have a selfie with you? So, I posted a picture with myself.
But you had to pay for that. He had to make a donation for this.
Yeah, you have to make a donation, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. $10. Okay. So, yeah, I had a selfie with him. And
well, you know, you got to pay for that retirement plan somehow.
Yeah, that's right. Behind me, yeah. You're watching the video. God, it doesn't look like Buck Rogers at all. I was doubting myself when I was looking. Is that really Gil Gerard? I cannot recognize him. It's not the Buck Rogers I remember. So,
but that was 35 years ago, Maynard.
Yeah, that's true. And Tweaky was there too, you know.
I saw the picture of him, and I was like, "Wow!" Didn't think he was still alive.
Oh yeah.
Buck.
So I did talk.
The Theopolis.
The doctor. Yeah.
Remember the thing that?
Yeah, the one the round thing.
Yeah.
I gotta watch all those things.
I think it was Dr. Theopolis. I think that was his name. Because it was in theory some really smart person's brain that they had recorded into a computer so he could live on after his body died.
And put him, hanged him on Tweaky.
Yeah, Tweaky.
And Tweaky was walking around with that round thing. Okay, so that was fun. That was a lot of fun. I bought, get one of the swords. Wait, hold on.
Get one of the swords. Okay. You get one of the swords.
All right. Watching the video right now, we're taking out Hattori Hanzo sword.
Oh, I did it wrong.
Oh, really? Be careful. Oh, my God. Don't kill me. Wait. For people listening. Yeah, if you're listening to that, if you hear that on the audio.
It's supposed to be like this, whichever hand you use, so you can go out and go.
Don't do that. Don't scare me. Oh my God! Yeah, we have here.
Circumcise you today. We circumcise.
I'm cut. Thank you very much. A second circumcision. Yeah,
take a little off the bottom.
Yeah, I got me and my, because here at home, whenever we watch TV and we're flipping channels,
and you go to this bad Chinese movie that, you know,
the badly dubbed. No. What I'm saying is, whenever we, my God.
Is it even sharp?
Yeah.
It's not even sharp, Maynard.
No, it's for a show. It's not for fighting, or it's not for. Oh, no, I gripped the paper. It's not authentic anymore.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Notice, Mike, that was not me. He did that to his. I didn't do it to yours.
Okay. So anyway, I asked Mike, hey, Mike, they have here samurai swords. Can I buy some samurai swords?
If it's not real, how are you going to use it in the zombie apocalypse?
Okay. I have an explanation for that. Okay. So, it is not for fighting with other people with swords, but it can slice zombie heads.
I don't know. It all depends what kind of steel it is.
It depends what kind of steel. But still, you know, it'll work. It can. So I was talking to Mike. Hey, I have.
Just in case for zombie apocalypse, we really need some swords.
Yes. No. Well, not really. It was more like, hey, there are these samurai swords. Should I get one? if they are Hattori Hanzo swords, yes, they are. Okay, go get them. So I bought this with Mike's blessing. So
did you get a kimono that goes with it?
No, I did not. So yeah, we bought these swords. They're kind of cheap. So it's good for display. It's good. So yeah, it'll work. It'll work. It can work against zombies, according to Walking Dead. They're kind of squishy. You just need to.
Well, most swords like that, they're not made for fighting or hitting. The steel's not tempered, but it might do. I don't know. Heads are kind of hard, especially some bitches on it.
I know. Yeah. So yeah, I got one of those, and I also got this poster from a Houston artist. It's a poster of the X-Men. He drew it, and then it's for print. These are prints. I want to hang them on someday. It's a picture of the X-Men, and then the other side is supposed to be continuous. Mm-hmm. Two posters you can set side by side, but then on the other side would be Magneto, Juggernaut, the White Queen, I think, and who else were there?
The White Queen.
The White Queen with the boobs. Anyway, so yeah, I'm sorry guys, we're nerding out right now. So it was there. It was just fun there at the Comic Con. It's my second Comic Con ever. My first one was 2011. It is my second time. So
I wish I could have been there with you.
Yeah, I was hoping. That's why I texted you. Hey, I'm here at Comic Con. Come on over. Anyway, so yeah, I did that. That was a lot of fun. And what else did we do? Oh yeah, Johnny. If you see a guy here behind me, it's my friend Johnny. And Johnny and Carlos were with me there at the Comic Con, Space City Comic Con, and he was trying to get this Captain America shield, and those are anodized aluminum. So if you scratch it, that's what the guy was saying. He made it. He's from Dallas.
Yeah.
So he made it there, and then he's selling them there. It costs $500 each, but it's got that very sturdy metal braces on the arms. And anodized aluminum. So he said that even if you scratch it, it's not like the paint would come off because the whole thing is anodized. You know. So yeah, it was good. I saw a lot of comic books, of course, and they were selling these comic books. There's this rack of comic books. They say $1 each. But if you find something like a $40, yeah, you'll pay for $1 for it. What I mean is, if it's something you find from that whole thing, which cost, I don't know, $100, you picked it, and it just so happened it's a rare comic book, for example, it's yours.
It's a gimmick, man. It's a gimmick.
Well, I know, that's right. I'm sure they sifted through it already.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was my adventure last Sunday, and I enjoyed it a lot. Maybe we'll go next year. I don't know. Next year, I usually go to New Orleans whenever it's Memorial Day weekend. So,
well, this year we were out of town Memorial Day weekend, or we went out of town the weekend. I was out of town Memorial Day weekend this year. So,
oh, that's right. This one of the one.
I was up in DC. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. So.
So hopefully next year I will be here.
Yeah, me too. Next year if it's going to be here, it'll be great. I would love to attend our own Houston comic palooza. That would be good.
We're gonna go back to Comic Con.
Oh yeah. I also want to do that at some point. Go to San Diego, the real one.
Yeah.
It's just really too much Hollywood now, though. Doesn't matter. It's okay. I don't care. Oh, one big thing I got to see. I didn't talk to. I just saw Vic Mignogna. Does the name sound familiar? He does the Star Trek Continues TV series, web series.
Web series, yeah.
Have you been watching that?
No.
They're trying to.
I didn't realize they got it released.
Oh yeah, so this guy, his name is Vic Mignogna, and he plays Kirk. It's like a continuation of what happened to the Enterprise. Right. So they have actors, friend actors. It's all a labor of love.
Yeah,
and it's.
Is he the one doing Star Trek Renegades, or is that somebody else?
Exeter, no, not even Exeter. It's somebody else.
Okay.
But they're set. It's true replica of the old Enterprise.
Yeah, yeah.
And the way the screen, it's not HD. Well, HD, it's just that the way it's set up, the tones of the screen, it's like the old Star Trek. Yeah. It's amazing how they
do it. I actually think I've seen some of their episodes.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Very, very good. And then they try to cover stories that were not somewhat covered by the original series. So yeah, it's good. It's very impressive. I think they're doing a Kickstarter right now, and they're on episode 4 and episode 5. They're trying to film them, but they just want to release them at some point. But yeah, it's really fun.
I said there was a Star Trek web series here that was set past Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Oh, okay.
That was filmed. That they did it up in Austin. The guys that did it, and they had people flying in from all over the country to help build sets and stuff because the guy had this whole warehouse he didn't use, and they were letting him use that. And
I kept thinking
it was like the next version of Starships and everything.
Yeah, I think that's the Exeter.
Is that Exeter? Maybe I don't know. I can't
remember. Star Trek Exeter. Yeah, this guy. No. Does it look familiar?
No, it's been a while.
Anyway, so yeah, that's a lot of fun. Okay, Ray. So enough of comic. Not Comic Palooza, but it's Space City Comic Con. We enjoyed it and everything. That's good. Yeah. What did you do last weekend?
Well, I had a friend that was coming into town, John C., who you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was coming to town. We arranged for him to come by the house Sunday morning for brunch before he headed back to Dallas. Bitch did not show up.
Oh, he did not? I thought he was
supposed to. He canceled on me at like 11:45 p.m. after I'd gone to bed Saturday night.
Oh, the night before?
Yeah. But I didn't see the message, and I'd got up and already started cooking the next morning for brunch stuff. And then I went and got my phone. I was like, oh, shit. So. But my house is clean.
But your house is clean at least. Good idea.
So, John, loser.
So you're saying I should fake coming over to your house so it would force you to clean?
No,
it's not.
You don't clean your house for me. I ain't gonna clean my house for you.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
No, but you know, like he was bringing a boyfriend, so
a boyfriend.
A boyfriend. So I was trying to make good first impressions.
Oh, you know. Okay. I see what you're saying. So what else did you do?
Other than that, went and saw Trainwreck.
Okay, I saw that last Saturday. So yeah.
What did you think?
I think for what it is, it was a fun movie. It was.
I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
It was hilarious.
Amy Schumer.
And there's a lot of stuff in there that was very realistic to how some people handle their relationships. So.
Yeah, and Amy Schumer did a good job, and she's pretty funny, and I guess that's how a promiscuous girl would be from here. It was funny. She woke up. She was in Long Island or something. Yes. So far from you. She
was a ride hot the ferry. Guy in Long Island. Yeah.
Hot guy in Long Island. And she woke up.
You talk about the walk of shame. She had to take the ferry of shame.
That's really funny. She went all the way. So,
but I liked it. I thought it was funny. One of my favorite lines I've been waiting to use to work is, oh, this is a one-woman show. I didn't realize I'd bought a ticket.
Oh, okay.
She's sitting there going off about her problems, and her boss is like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize this was a one-woman show, and I had bought a ticket.
And the dance in the end, that was funny.
That was funny.
Oh, yeah. Amy Schumer is she's a full-figured woman, I should say.
I think she's a very pretty woman.
Oh, yeah, she's very pretty.
If I was going after a woman, that's the kind of woman I'd go after.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of round, just a little round. You like that?
I ain't got time for no bony bitches.
No. Well, I understand. Some people like, you know, anorexic. Or some people like
and really
slim. And women. But then, here us gay guys just talking about women. Anyway, so she's kind of full.
The funny thing was that gay references to John Cena that he kept making.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. When they were in the theater.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't get your ass. You don't like good asses? I like to lick them.
That was funny. I mean, he just said.
I'll go ass to mouth. No, I didn't say that part.
But yeah, it was that comedy with that guy. So, anyway, highly recommendable. I don't know if you. You can watch it in theaters for sure, but if ever it goes out of cable or or you know.
I still go see it in movie theaters. I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. I'll say it's very.
It's worth it.
Worth going and watching the movie theater. Although we were sitting there looking around like, these bitches got a gun up in here.
Oh, really? You were that scared? You were that scared?
I wasn't that scared. It's just we did sit down at the bottom close to the exit.
Oh, okay.
So.
Because that's what happened in Lafayette. They were watching train wrecks.
And some crazy nut job coming there.
Last week.
Teabagger.
Is it really? I don't know. He's just crazy. This is what I heard.
Well, like I said, he's a teabagger.
He's already this crazy. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, that's pretty much a review of train wreck, I guess. There's so many things true about it. Yeah, that's true.
I sit there and watch this weekend Grand Budapest Hotel. Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's an artsy movie.
It's an artsy
movie. Well, it's kind of telling a story, but it's kind of a comedy, and it's kind of unrealistic, but it tells a decent story.
Okay. You know, we were talking about it last week. We're supposed to watch Q-Fest last weekend. Neither of us
went. Well, I didn't have money to do that either. I didn't have any money to go to Comic-Con or Q-Fest, so I was just like, oh, shit. So,
oh, well.
I hate when shit comes up and it just eats every dime you got.
Yeah.
So
it's the Q-Fest. It's a a film festival here. It's like
I figured you'd at least went and saw the Robin Williams movie.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
That's the last movie you did, I think.
Oh, yeah, probably it was. I should have, but I just didn't find time. It's a gay movie?
Yeah.
So he's gay?
Well, I think he's married, and he was hooking up with hustlers, and he fell in love with this hustler and kind of took him under his wing and took care of him. I'm not exactly sure how it all went, but.
Interesting. Okay.
I sent you the link. You'll have to go look at the email. I'll look at it. It'll give you the description. So.
Maybe they'll sell it online or something. Yeah. Or put it on Netflix.
It'll probably be on Amazon.
Or maybe on Amazon. Okay, so that's pretty much our weekend. What do you guys think? I'm gonna make it harder than that one. I have to look for the top 10 for the past 10 years. Oh my god.
Just pick the top one out of each year. The cheeky.
Yeah, I have to do lots of math, but it's okay. I can program it.
I was trying to do a specific search thing, and I was like, Ray, and it pulled up everything.
Yeah, it'll pull up everything. Your name is on it, everything.
So I was like, okay, how'd I do this? Ray's first appearance, but I was like, it ain't gonna search for that. So,
anyway, we're just talking about the what are we gonna do next week?
The 10th anniversary episode.
So, 10th anniversary episode. So, we just want to do something for you guys.
10 years.
10 years of Pod Bear Podcast. Right. Yeah. It was an audio episode, it was just audio before. And, it was just a hobby. It's really just a hobby. And then it just grew.
That's right. We did not make money on this.
Yes.
If you would like to donate money, our PayPal account is.
Yeah. Maybe we should do that. You know what?
A lot of the other bigger podcasts.
Okay. I'll probably start that on the next episode. We can start August 1st. Like I said, August 1st is the anniversary. And that's when the whole show started.
We can raise enough money to get some new microphones.
That's right. These are like.
These are the original like microphones, aren't they?
I got this 2006. It's 9 years old. This microphone is. This microphone I've been using.
Because he wants a new one that's gold plated and diamond crusted.
Yeah. I've been using it for so long. It still works. It sounds good. How does it sound? Hey, hello. See? I don't know if it sounds well. Anyway, so 10th anniversary, you guys just got a call.
That's right. Call, send us emails.
Yeah.
And that phone number to call and leave that voice message is 206-222-2327.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so let's now go to the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay.
These are good ones. I like it a lot.
You want to take this one?
Okay, I'll do this. Okay. Boy Scouts end ban on gay adults. They're becoming progressive now, I guess. So the Boy Scouts of America voted Monday to lift a long-established ban on gay adults as employees and volunteers within the organization. So the BSA's full executive board voted 45-12 in favor of the change, effective immediately. The vote came after the National Executive Committee unanimously approved a resolution earlier this month stating that no adult applicant for registration as an employee or non-unit serving volunteer who otherwise meets the requirements of the Boy Scouts of America may be denied registration on the basis of sexual orientation. So BSA President Robert Gates, the former Secretary of Defense, had called for an end to the ban. For far too long, this issue has divided and distracted us, Gates said in a video released Monday. Now it's time to unite behind our shared belief in the extraordinary power of scouting to be a force for good in the community and the lives of its youth members. Congratulations, BSA, that you guys are now allowing gays in the Boy Scouts. Because before it was, was it like don't ask, don't tell also there?
Well, no. If you were gay, they didn't want you there.
Period. If you're gay, they don't want you.
But there is a provision in this that scouting troops that are hosted by churches do not have to apply to this role.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh. So there are Boy Scout systems that are under a church. Yeah. They can refuse this.
But... Yes, and a lot of Boy Scout troops are done by churches. So
they have a way out there, huh?
Well, yeah. A way out. So like if it's a gay person, but there's other Boy Scout troops too, so.
Interesting. Maybe they were some of the secular ones or secular
schools, secular
maybe.
Troops
or private schools.
Well, not and I didn't. Schools. And I didn't. The one thing that I didn't see in this article was that Eagle Scouts had been kicked out because they were gay if they will be reinstated.
Oh, that's right. Well, effective immediately. So it should be retroactive.
That's the difference between being scout leaders and being scouts.
Yeah.
So
okay, so we'll see what any more.
The Mormon Church got upset about it.
Oh really? Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They're in the losing side. They're in the wrong side of history. That's just it.
Yeah.
So, congratulations, Boy Scouts of America. Now that you allow gays. Okay. So next, Ray, what do you have?
Okay, for geek, this is right up my alley because I need this so I can sleep an extra hour every morning.
All
right. Scientists have synthesized a new compound that mimics. Exercise. Could a workout pill be far behind? Ever fantasize being able to see the benefits of exercise without having to do it, work out? If so, research from Britain's University of Southampton published this week gives a glimpse of what may be possible in the future. Ali Tavassily. Tavassily, a professor of chemical. Why do you always give me the ones with the hard names?
I don't know. You picked this article.
A professor of chemical biology and Philo Campatani.
Philo Gagampang.
Kapangi?
Kagampang.
Kagampang. See, I can't do these names. Felino, an associate professor at the Integrative Psychology, reported that they had synthesized a molecule that acts as an exercise mimic by tricking cells into thinking they have run out of energy. Dubbed compound 14. That sounds more like a zombie thing than exercise.
I know,
thing.
Right? If you take this.
The new molecule does this by triggering a chain reaction events in the cell. Compound 14 inhibits the function of an enzyme called ATIC, which plays a central role in insulin signaling in the body. That in turn leads to the buildup of something called ZMP, known as a master regulator of metabolism in the cells. It's ZMP that makes cells think they have run out of energy and activate the cell's central energy sensor, which is known as AMPK. The cells compensate by increasing their glucose uptake and metabolism changes that typically occur during exercise that lead to weight loss. Yeah, I need a bunch of these pills. If this effect could be verified and the compound found to be safe in humans, it could lead to treatment, even something as simple as a pill for obesity or type 2 diabetes, which is what I'm working on. Mm-hmm. I was reading that and I was like, that's almost kind of what metformin does.
Yeah.
In the study published in the Journal of Chemistry and Biology on Monday, the scientists gave compound 14 to two different groups of mice. One group was fed a normal diet and the other a high-fat diet, which made them obese and impaired their glucose tolerance, an early sign of prediabetes. The results were intriguing. In the normal diet group, blood glucose and weight remained normal. But in the high-fat diet group, a single dose of compound 14 lowered blood sugar glucose to near normal levels. A daily dose for 7 days caused them to lose 5% of their body weight.
Wow.
So if I'm 270 pounds times 5% is what, Maynard?
Hold on. How many pounds again?
270.
270.
Times 5%.
Times 0.05. That's 13.5 pounds.
Okay. So I'd have to take it for a month or two. So
a couple of months. Yeah.
This new molecule seems to reduce glucose levels and at the same time decrease body weight, but only if the subject is obese.
Are you obese?
I am way above my weight range.
Okay.
The reason I am diabetic is because I'm overweight. And the doctors keep beating on me and says, if you lose weight, your diabetes will get under control and you probably won't even have to take medicine anymore.
Yeah.
But losing that 70 pounds that I need to lose is very hard.
If you lose,
although I have lost 8 pounds.
Oh, you have? Oh, yes. Good. Congratulations.
So I'm pulling it back off.
So if you lose some more, then you'll gain 2 more inches from your 8-inch dick.
So, yeah, I'll have a 24-inch dick.
Yeah. No, 10 after that. Anyway, so, Ray, would you take this? Would you?
If I thought it was safe. The whole deal is to get kickstarted and get going. Getting going is the hardest part. And if it was something that would help me kickstart to lose weight, because here's the deal. You get fat and you get overweight, everything hurts. You feel sluggish. You're tired all the time. And getting up in the morning and going to the gym is like the biggest effort ever. Mm-hmm. And then making myself go get on that
treadmill
or whatever I get on and doing weights, whatever. So if I could get something to kickstart to help me lose some weight ahead of time, so I won't be carrying all that weight and doing all this other stuff and have more energy, I would love it. So
the gym is just a pill away. I don't know. To me, okay, fine. It's a pill. It possibly is going to be a pill in the future. To me, I enjoy my time at the gym. I enjoy my time when I'm running and when I have things to do, because I can do things that's nothing chemical dependent. At the same time, I get to watch whatever TV show I want. You can do that.
Well, I enjoy going to the gym and I enjoy working out. It's just I feel so like nothing's happening.
Oh, okay.
I get discouraged easily about it.
But how about the eye candy at the gym?
Well, usually by the time I get there, they're all walking out the door.
Oh, okay. Then time it really well.
So, okay, and I ain't getting up anywhere to go to the damn gym just for eye candy.
Okay, so yeah. We do have a lot of bears right now probably watching this, and this would really benefit you guys if you guys want to lose weight. Okay, don't get me wrong. I like, I like fat guys.
There's nothing wrong with being a bigger guy, but there are a lot of us that are extremely overweight, and it's causing medical problems.
Yes. If you have to do it for your health. It's
And losing some weight. And no matter how much weight I lose, I'm still going to be kind of a biggish guy. Mm-hmm. I'm big boned.
You're big boned.
Yes.
You're a big dick.
No.
Okay.
Just balls.
I tell you, you gain 2 more inches, right?
Well, how many inches do you gain for every 10 pounds?
An inch, I guess. No?
I don't know. I can't remember what that rule was.
A rule. If you lose 10 pounds, you gain an inch or a centimeter or half an inch.
Or something like that.
In your dick.
So if I lose 70 pounds, so that's 3.5 inches I get to add to my dick.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
So then I'll be a full 6-incher.
Right.
Okay. Speaking of 6 inches.
All right. Okay. Well, I don't know if that's related to this.
So big.
Okay, let's go to the bizarre. Alabama man caught having sex with a pig in a Walmart bathroom. Okay, there are so many things that are just so wrong about this. Well,
one, how do you get a pig in the bathroom?
One.
Two, the picture of the pig was all dressed. The picture they showed in the article, the pig was all dressed up.
Really?
Why do you put makeup on a pig?
Put lipstick?
Yeah. It don't even know it.
It's still
like
a pig.
Trying to take the pig to sing. It annoys the pig and you get nowhere with it.
Is there just a saying for that? Even if you put the lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig.
Pig, yeah.
Is that a saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so Marvin Halbert of Birmingham, Alabama.
Now, be confused with Marvin Green.
Oh yeah, that's
right. Singapore.
Yeah, Alabama is in.
He's another pig.
Yeah, he's not. He's in police. He's in police custody after Walmart workers found him having inappropriate relations with a farm pig in the superstore restroom. Customer.
See, I knew when gay marriage happened, these straight people would just go slap crazy and start having sex with animals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're going to blame the gays for that.
Yeah, it's going to be all our fault.
Yes. Customers reported hearing loud squealing just loud squealing coming from the bathroom in the back area of the store near the layaway department. Okay.
Usually that's just
that's where the restroom is.
Usually that's somebody just ate some bad jalapenos the night before, but.
Yeah. Okay, so an eyewitness said her 7-year-old son went in to use the restroom. Oh my God. And came out screaming, "Mommy, mommy, it's a man in the bathroom holding a pig really close to him."
So now we're talking about teaching kids about the birds and the pigs.
Okay, confused, the woman alerted the store clerk and was informed they already had several complaints about noise in the restroom.
But they've done nothing about it.
Yeah.
It is Walmart. They couldn't send that old greeter back there.
Yeah. So Raymond Cooper, an employee of the Walmart store, said he was the one that ran in and saved the pig.
Oh, Raymond, you pig saver, you.
Yeah. So when I went into the bathroom, I heard squealing from inside the stall. I told the man to open it, but he wouldn't, so I kicked it in. That crazy ass fool, for real, was doing a pig. I socked him in the face and grabbed the pig. That fool was out cold. Really? I think he's embellishing. Shortly after, the police arrived and took Halbert into custody. According to reports, Halbert just cried, saying, "I want my piggy back!" He later told police he had nowhere else to take his pig for alone time. His wife had just kicked them out of the house once she found out his longtime pet was her husband's new lover. Oh my God.
Damn, talking about fucking up somebody's ego.
I know. Halbert was seen on surveillance camera sneaking into Walmart's loading dock and slipping undetected into the room. Halbert is currently being charged with indecent exposure and cruelty to animals. They tried to release the pig to his wife, Patty, but she refused. Why would she do with the pig? The pig, which Halbert called Snuggums, has been placed with the Human Society for Adoption. Oh, my God.
So they should have left that out of the thing. So now all these pig fuckers are going to be trying to go adopt this poor little piggy.
That's right. But isn't it that pigs are as smart as dogs, aren't they?
Yeah.
They can be pets.
Yeah.
They can really be pets because they're smart. They can...
Apparently, that can be fucked.
Oh, gross. Oh, my God. Okay. This is horrible. But, yeah, I mean.
And we got some pigs that we know.
Yeah.
But we're talking about two-legged kind. So they do get out on all fours and get all piggy wiggy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's true. All right. So, oh, my God. What an article, right? That was fun. Okay, so before we go, just a reminder again. Next week is our 10th anniversary episode. It would be great to hear from you guys. We send us an email, send us a video or an audio or, you know, or voicemail. That would be great to hear from you guys. And we plan to play the top 10. You're giving me a challenge to get the top 10 from the past 10 years.
Well, you didn't do the top 8. I gave you 2 of them.
You gave me 2 already? What if I just pick the... Well, I'll think of something. I think I can do it. I'll just do some computing and see. But it might just be the videos. Top 10 videos for the past 10 years, which would be since episode 300, maybe. I don't know. But we'll see.
Well, they're going to be some big... I mean, like, the 2 I put on there were really big.
Yes, they are. They're really big. They're big turning points of the show.
Sure, yes,
okay. Okay, I should just remind you also that I still have videos to work on. I still have some videos in the very near future. I'll get it out at some point. This interview with Wayne Hoffman. He's the author of Hard, and what's the other book he wrote? An Older Man, which is published and distributed by Bare Bones by Ranserasia. So his book is out, and I have an interview with him, and also with Doug Langway because we talked to him there at P Town during the vendor mall there. And we talked about Bear City 3, and it's doing an Indiegogo.
Indiegogo.
He's doing an Indiegogo, not a Kickstarter, but Indiegogo. So I would like to support him. He's more than $80,000. His target is, I think, $200,000. I think that's what he's trying to do. So yeah, it'd be great to support these guys because they're very big in the community and in the Bear community. It'd be great to help them out. Okay, so that's it, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you want to call and leave us that big message for the 10th anniversary special show, You can call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes.
Please call us and leave us some voicemails.
Yes.
We get lonely.
Yeah, we get lonely. We played in the show. Okay, so probably if you can, yeah, if you want to give us some tips, maybe I could post a PayPal link.
No tips on how to fuck a pig, though.
No. No tips. You know, we've been working on this.
Just a tip.
Just a tip. You know, just, not a tip, but it's more like, if you want to treat us for coffee or something, maybe you can treat Ray out for coffee. Yeah, we'll put a donation link on the link on
the podcast website.
Okay, so what else? Subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube, and also you can find us on Stitcher Radio and Bay Radio Network, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can also go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Oh, yeah, top 10 shows. We don't have that yet. Really? What? Episode 293 is still a time. No, we're not going to do Bucker MC anymore.
Well, that's still.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, okay. This is top 10 shows from the last year.
Oh, I thought we were doing for the last 10 years.
No. Oh, 10 years. Yes. Okay, I gotcha.
And you'll have to verify episode 148. I think that's the one that I came on full time.
Is it that I thought you were around? I thought you were around 60. I can't remember.
Well, I got looking, and Cali Bear was still on the co-hosting on a bunch of those, and there were some that I was on. There was like a Chaser show I was on,
yeah,
and then a couple others that he was on, and then after 148, I was on there as co-host all the time.
Okay,
so I think that's right. So you'll have to verify that. I think it was 148. Pig fucker, pig fucker, pig fucker.